Next on Gospel of Life, updates from one of the nation's most innovative pro-life groups. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. Along with our Associate Director, Janet Marana, today we welcome Mark Crutcher, President and Founder of Life Dynamics. Great to be with you again.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's talk about the status of the pro-life movement. It's a topic that we're always discussing among ourselves, of course, and giving talks about publicly. It's the most important civil rights movement of our time, and I believe of all time. And where, from your perspective, do we stand at the present time?
Well, I think there's a lot of really exciting things going on. I've been in the pro-life many years, as both of y'all have, and we're seeing things happen today and attitudes that are being created in the pro-life movement that I've never seen before. And I think God is doing something. He's preparing us for the final push. And we're seeing this in a lot of different ways. And obviously, none of us know how this thing's going to end. I often say that if you took the 100 smartest people in the pro-life movement, whoever they might be, obviously you'd be one of them. But if you put those people in a room and you said, tell us how this thing's going to end, I think you'd get 100 answers and probably none of them would be right. And the analogy I often make here is we all watched several years ago when the Berlin Wall came down and Soviet communism collapsed. Had you gone around the country 90 days before then and said, hey, in 3 months, the Berlin Wall is going to be taken down and the Soviet communism is going to collapse, people would have locked you up. They'd have thought you were absolutely nuts.
Crazy, right?
And even to this day, you have discussions among people who are experts in that field, and none of them will agree on how it actually happened. I think that that's the way God's going to end abortion. Mm-hmm. We keep doing our role. We keep doing whatever battle God has put us in to fight. We fight that battle and do it to the best of our abilities. The outcome is up to him, not up to us. He's the general of this war. You and I are just foot soldiers. We're barely corporals. You know, he's the general. He's going to end the thing. And we can't predict how that's going to be. Our responsibility is just to fight the battle in front of us. And I think it's going to end the same way that the Berlin Wall came down, in a way that none of us can predict, and at a time none of us could predict.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we can start to see some signs that may be on the horizon. Whether that's, you know, a week from now or 10 years from now, I don't know. But what I'm saying is we're seeing things happen in the pro-life movement today that we've never seen before. And I just think that God is preparing us for the final push, that some exciting things are happening.
What would be an example of one of the things
well,
you've seen?
Well, one of the some of them that appear on the surface to be negative, mm-hmm. I, in my view, actually see them as positive. For example, we're seeing a lot of people that, a year ago, none of us would have questioned their pro-life credentials that are now their true colors are coming out. We're starting to see them either through the political process that's been going on for months or in a lot of different ways. The best example I would cite would be someone like Rick Warren. I think we'd all agree 2 years ago, none of us would have questioned what his pro-life credentials are. Today, I think we see that his pro-life credentials, in my view, simply don't exist. And I think that what's happening in a situation like that is that God is telling us who you can count on in this final push for victory. Mm-hmm. Maybe 20 years ago it didn't matter because we weren't close to winning, so it didn't matter who you could trust and who you couldn't. But we're seeing across the board people like Rick Warren and many others. He's not the only one. That's just one example I give. And we're looking at this often and we say, oh, this is bad that we're seeing these people go over the hill. But in reality, it's not, because if we're going to be faced an enemy, because our enemies, make no mistake about it, they're going to get more vicious and more nasty and more hate-filled, and we're already seeing that. Mm-hmm. As we get closer to the victory, that's going to increase. And in that environment, we need to know who we can count on and who we can't. I think another extraordinarily positive thing that we're seeing in the pro-life movement is the number of African Americans that are waking up to the fact that abortion is a tool of black genocide that's been aimed right between their eyes. And they're starting to wake up to this and starting to join the pro-life movement.
Right.
I mean, we have a concrete example of that in our ministry. Dr. Alveda King, who's one of our on our pastoral team, as she's going around the country speaking at banquets and different events, she also has these behind-the-scenes meetings of African-American leaders in those communities, pastors and other leaders. And she's seeing an awakening in those individual meetings of people like never even saw the impact of abortion on the black community before. And hearing it from her, with her legacy, and the fact that she's a woman who has had an abortion and has come back to healing, it has had an incredible impact. And she herself, I can tell you, in the first year she was with us, it was a slow push. But now, they're embracing her like the doors are being flung wide open.
The black community is on fire.
Y'all
know we have a lot of different websites, which people can access all of our websites, plus all of yours at ProLifeAmerica.com.
Right.
Our most visited website, by far, whoever's second now is not even close, but our most visited website is our website that's dedicated to exposing the black genocide, which is called KlanParenthood.com, KlanParenthood.com. And the amount of results that we're getting from that are very encouraging. And so there's a lot of things that are happening right now in the pro-life movement that kind of point to me that there are fundamental changes going on. And I think that the pro-life movement is going to look a lot different. It already looks different, in my view, than it did just a year ago. But in another year or so, I think the pro-life movement is going to look radically different than what it's ever looked like in the past. And I think it's because we are being prepared for the final push. I really believe that.
Well, there are a lot of other signs of victory, and we'll come back and talk more about those. But first, friends, we'll take a little break. Please stay with us here on Gospel Life as we talk with Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics and our Associate Director, Janet Morena. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the Pro-Life Masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Well, welcome back. We're with Janet Morena and Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics, and we're talking about the encouraging and hope-filled state of the pro-life movement in our times today. Let's say a little word about the churches, because, you know, from the very beginning of our association with each other, from the very beginning and part of the reason for my own involvement in the Priests for Life and in this broader Gospel of Life ministries, it's been a frustration with the church.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you would think that in and through the churches, there would be the strongest push, the clearest voice, the greatest amount of courage. And sadly, strangely, we've seen just the opposite.
Right. Well, we're doing some research projects right now. One of them's looking at the analogies between the battle over abortion and the battle over slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And what people need to understand is the abolitionists who were fighting slavery went through exactly the same thing. The churches did exactly the same thing then as what they're doing today. And, you know, I've often said, you know, you're talking about the frustration here, as you've heard me say many times, the dumbest thing in the whole pro-life movement is that there has to exist an organization called Priests for Life. Shouldn't that be redundant? Shouldn't that be understood? But unfortunately, it's not. But again, like I talked about earlier, we're starting to see a winnowing out. There's almost like a fork in the road. I mentioned it earlier with Rick Warren, where people are having to put on one uniform or the other. They're finally being forced, and we're seeing who we can count on and who we can't. And I think we're seeing that in the church. You're seeing it in the Catholic Church. I'm seeing it in the Protestant Church. We're seeing that there are people out there who we thought we could count on that we now know that we can't.
Right.
And some people, and I think we're going to find over time that you're going to look out here and you're going to see some people that you think 2 years ago, that person wouldn't have been an ally of mine. But today, they are. And it's just a real exciting time. And I'll tell you, the other area that we need to be thankful to about is the youth. And even our enemies are making statements about the fact that all the energy among young people is for the pro-life side.
For the pro-life side. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Mark, a lot of people are probably excited to listen to say, okay, well, we're winning, we're getting there. If I want to get involved in the battle, what are some of the things, if they go to Pro-Life America or come to Life Dynamics, what are some of the things we can offer them as tools to get involved in the battle?
Well, we have a lot of things. And, you know, and people need to understand, they don't have to be Frank Pavone in order to fight abortion. You can fight it wherever God plants you. I've often said, bloom where you're planted. And you can fight it. We have things, very simple things that people can do. Our little pro-life action cards, we've sold over 500,000 of these now. They're just little business cards that have pro-life sayings on them. We have 48 different styles now, and I've got some ideas for some new ones. And you just leave them around wherever you go. And every time somebody picks one of those up, they get a pro-life message.
That's right.
We have seen tremendous results from those. It is dirt cheap. It's perfectly legal. You can carry them with you anywhere. People leave them at tips. People put them in all their mail. There's a million different places you can use them. And that's a way that every person can get involved. The other thing is, the first thing that I think anybody needs to do is to educate themselves, to understand what this thing is really about, because most people don't, as both of y'all know. They have a very childlike view of what the battle over abortion is. And I think that, you know, we put out the little booklet teaching people how to argue the pro-life position, our pro-life answers book, which you guys distributed very, very broadly around the country, and we sell a ton of them. But it's just a very handy little thing that people can take with them. And if somebody brings up a pro-abortion question, here there's an answer in there for it.
Exactly.
That's right.
And then things like, you know, you see the book here, Lyme 5. I wrote that back in 96. And so it's getting a little old now. But everything in there still applies. As a matter of fact, if anything, it's worse. And this is a look inside the abortion industry, what it's really like. And it's a very gritty. I didn't pull any punches in this book, as y'all know. Y'all both read it. But if you read that book, there's no way that you'll come out of that book not understanding what the battle is really about and what it looks like inside.
And what are some of the, just give us a taste of some of the examples that are in this book.
Well, we talk about the physical injuries that women endure in the abortion industry. We talk about the ways that they're killed, some things that people never even think about that can happen in an abortion, the long-term consequences. One of the most shocking chapters, and it's always been since the day we put it out, has been the chapter on women who get sexually assaulted and raped in abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people say, I never heard of that. That's right, because the media in the country is not going to tell you about it. If this were happening in any other environment, they'd be telling you about it. But unfortunately, and we're still seeing this, we still get evidence of it all the time, it is not uncommon at all for women to be sexually assaulted or raped in abortion clinics.
Now, they're being sexually assaulted by the abortionist, right, while they're
usually by
a little bit of groggy from the anesthesia or what have
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes not even that. They are so arrogant. These abortionists are so arrogant. You have to understand, Janet, they realize that they've got a woman who's probably in their building because she doesn't want anybody to know that she's pregnant. She doesn't want anybody to know where she is. Mm-hmm. And we've even had abortion clinic employees come forward and tell us, I've been very alarmed about this over the years, because we'll ask these girls questions in the interview process when we're talking to them that I'm thinking the abortionist told me to ask this, but why? Why do we need to know this information? For example, they might ask a married woman, does your husband know you're having this abortion? If she says, oh, no, don't call my house, don't let my husband know, he'd kill me if he knew I was having this abortion, she's a sitting duck. That abortionist knows good and well that no matter what he does to her, she's not going to say anything.
That's right.
The same thing if you've got a 15-year-old girl in there and they ask her, do your parents know about this? And she says, oh, absolutely not. My parents must never find out about this. Mm-hmm. She's a sitting target.
So then the stories you have in here, like we know, they're all documented with, credible background and all that. And so what I'm thinking is, if people were to get a hold of this and read it, they can use this information now in their pro-life papers they write, letters to the editor,
right.
And in discussion groups on the internet, they can cite these examples to really get a discussion going into how bad the abortion industry is. And I know we can make a special offer here today at Gospel Life Ministries that anybody who contacts our ministry through your generosity, Mark, we're going to offer a copy of Line 5 absolutely free to them. And, I mean, this is a great resource. It's a goldmine of information. And really, if they want to get engaged in the battle, this is a great way. You read this book, and there's the internet, your email. There's all kinds of things you can do with the information inside this book. So I hope they contact us today to get their free copy of Line 5.
Exactly. You know, a final point that might be good for us to touch on is this. As you said before, you know, people don't have to be one of us in order to fight abortion. And this is one of the things we're always saying. I mean, we all get a lot of supporters in various ways. And a lot of times people look at what we're doing and they'll say, good job, keep doing it. And we appreciate that encouragement. But we're here in order to stimulate them to do the work.
Right.
And that is something that really, you know, sometimes is not understood. You know, we're not just asking people, hey, support us so we can do the fighting. We're going to keep doing the fighting no matter what it takes. But it's the body of Christ together. It's all people that are listening and watching us right now who need to feel like this movement belongs to me and I have the power in my hands to bring abortion to an end.
Well, you know, if you think about it, Father Frank, let's just picture in your mind a person out here just has a normal life. They work, they go to school, they have, you know, jobs, whatever. And in their church, they're in a Sunday school class with 20 other people. And those 20 other people never heard of me and you. And in most of these in Sunday school classes, those 20 other people would have never heard of me and you. They wouldn't know us from Adam's house cat, right? But we have no ability to influence those 20 people.
Right.
None. But that person that might have heard of us, that might have gotten action cards or read this book or gotten some of your materials or heard some of your arguments or whatever, they can take that information and influence those people that we could never have touched.
Exactly.
Never.
Exactly.
And not only do we not have any influence with those people, we never will have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so crucial for these people to get out there and do whatever it is. Like I said earlier, fight the battle that's in front of you. Wherever God placed you, you bloom. And everybody doesn't have to be a chief. There's a need for a lot of Indians. There's more need for Indians than there are for chiefs.
Exactly.
And so these people need to get out there and try to influence the people that they can, influence their community, because abortion is going to be won community by community, or it's not going to be won at all. We got to quit looking toward Washington, D.C. and the big cities around the country and think that's where abortion is going to end, because it's not.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mark, for your partnership, your work.
You.
Janet, likewise with you. Friends, stay with us. We're going to go to our action segment where we're going to give you even more ideas of how to build a culture of life. But meanwhile, go to prolifeamerica.com and you'll see there the portal to many different websites, Life Dynamics, Planned Parenthood, our own Priest for Life and Gospel of Life, Rachel's Vineyard, so many other ways that you can see the extent of the pro-life movement and find, as we were just saying, the place where God has put you to bear fruit and to reach people and to save lives that nobody else can save. Please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, We'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Friends, welcome to our action segment. We need your help to dominate the abortion industry's false ideas that abortion is good for women. And the way to do that is to help us reach as many people as possible who have had abortions and are willing to either seek the healing that they so deserve or even speak out about their abortion experience. Janet, of course, heads up the Silent No More Awareness campaign, together with Georgette Fournay of Anglicans for Life. And Janet, this is really a very simple but powerful way that our viewers can help the movement. There are so many women out there who've had abortions, and by registering with the Silent No More Awareness campaign, they are first of all benefiting themselves, right? We connect them with the various healing.
One of the, on our website, silentnomoreawareness.org, one of the largest listings of all the abortion recovery programs that are out there.
Yes.
But what we need to do is hear from the women and the men as numbers. So, for example, from the women and men that already speak out and go to events and speak on behalf of the campaign, that's a small number, all right? But right now we have close to 3,000 men and women who have signed up to say they regret her abortion. So, for example, if one of our women is giving a talk in church, they can stand up now and say, well, I'm just one of a few thousand women and men who have come forward to say they regret their abortion. Well, that's an okay number. But when you put that in contrast to the fact that there's been 50 million children lost to abortion since 73, that doesn't sound so great, you know, to the media and the secular media in particular. So what we're asking Christians to do is, if you are a man or a woman who have experienced abortion and you regret that decision, take the first step by sending us an email saying, yes, amen, I agree with you. I had an abortion, or I took my girlfriend for an abortion, and yes, I regret that deeply. Just send us an email.
We don't publicize their names. This is completely confidential.
Not.
It's that, again, let's explain to people the value of having the numbers. The pro-abortion people claim that abortion does not impact women in a negative way. They say, oh, there's plenty of people out there, they've had abortions, and they don't regret it.
That's right.
We know the damage it causes them. We know that there are so many suffering silently. We know that there are so many out there who would love to make their voices known to say, yeah, we're out here and we're suffering and we want the world to know that. We don't necessarily want the world to know who I am individually, but by signing up with the campaign, we're able to say there's tens, there's hundreds of thousands that we know. That's the point. We know they're in touch with us, yes.
So, like, for example, they just go to our website, silentnomoreawareness.org, and just send us an email. It's a simple little form they fill out, and they identify themselves and give us their email. Now, what's going to happen? We'll have that information, but like you said, Father, it's kept confidential. Mm-hmm. We will send them an email, a monthly email, where they can get information about what the campaign is doing, opportunities to be silent no more. If in that initial email they ask for some healing resources, then we will, again, have someone point them in the right direction. And that's all it has to be from there. If they don't want to take any further steps, it's okay. All right? Just that they can be counted among the men and women who say they regret their abortion. However, after they receive our emails for a few months and they go through healing and they say, God's calling me to take another step, they could just ask us and we can put them in touch with where is there going to be a gathering or an event where they could just come in prayer support. They don't even have to hold a sign yet. Just come in prayer support with the other men and women. You should see what happens, Father, at events where the men and women who have experienced abortion and regret it come together. It's such an additional healing experience to be with like-minded people. So I implore everyone to please get in touch with us, because we need the numbers to show and reach out to more people that healing's available.
Thanks, Janet. Pastors, please publicize it in your churches. Friends, publicize it to your email list on your website. Have a link to silentnomoreawareness.org. Mention it in your newsletters. Help us get the word out. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Spread the word about our program. Thank you for watching.
You were looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion, haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Father Frank A. Pavone, director of Gospel of Life Ministries, is an internationally known pro-life activist, speaker, and author. He has been the national director of Priests for Life since 1993 and appears regularly in the religious and secular media. He has served at the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family. He has been a spiritual guide for Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. Father Frank is president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, an umbrella group of many denominations working to end abortion. Father Frank is also the national pastoral director and board chairman of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father Frank is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, and carries out his pro-life mission with the permission of his bishop. For more information on Father Frank and Priests for Life, visit www.priestsforlife.org. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.